Scientists and proponents are optimistic regarding the promise of embryonic stem cell research for developments and potential cures for spinal cord injuries, multiple sclerosis, heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and rare immune diseases and genetic system disorders. Embryonic stem cells are taken from embryos created at fertility clinics and donated by couples who no longer need them. These stem cells prove particularly useful in research, for they have not yet been programmed by the body and can be prompted to make any cell. That said, the research on the embryonic cells necessitates the destruction of the human embryos. Thus, there is intense pro-life opposition to embryonic stem cell research. Opponents emphasize that the limit on embryonic stem cell research does not prevent all stem cell research. Stem cells are found, albeit in limited quantities, in every human body. What's more, the cells can be extracted from adults without harming them. However, there is some disagreement regarding the usefulness of adult stem cells. Recently, some scientists suggest that these adult stem cells may have more flexibility and thus more utility than previously thought. To address these pro-life concerns, Congress passed the Dickey-Wicker Amendment in 1996. This amendment prohibited the Department of Health and Human Services from using federal funds for the creation of human embryos for research purposes in which those embryos would be destroyed. Although he did not attempt to veto the law, then-President Clinton interpreted the amendment to mean that federal funds could not be used to derive stem cells from the embryo, but federal funds could be used for research on the cells after they had been derived. In 2001, then-President Bush halted federal research and funding for embryonic stem cell research completely. The lack of a consistent federal funding was thought to disadvantage the U.S. in medical innovation, placing the U.S. behind countries such as South Korea, England, Japan, Germany, and India, which have actively engaged in embryonic stem cell research. Thus, in March 2009, 8 years after the initial bar on federal funding for embryonic stem cell research, President Obama issued an executive order entitled Removing Barriers to Responsible Research Involving Human Stem Cells. This executive order lifted the federal funding ban, but attempted to address ethical and legal concerns by providing that only embryonic stem cells marked to be thrown away at fertility banks could be used for research. Despite these safeguards, Dr. James A. Shirley challenged this executive order as violating the Dickey-Wicker Amendment, since the research involved the destruction of embryos. As a result of this lawsuit against the National Institutes of Health, in August 2010, a U.S. District Court judge issued an injunction preventing the use of taxpayer money for embryonic cell research. Just a few weeks ago, however, a 3-judge federal appeals court panel, consisting of all Republican appointees, in a 2-1 decision, overruled the lower court and lifted its injunction. The appellate court held that the language of the Dickey-Wicker Amendment was ambiguous, and one could reasonably conclude that although federal funds could not be used to directly destroy an embryo, it does not prohibit funding a research project using embryonic stem cells altogether. Since the judges felt that Dr. Shirley may not be successful based on the merits of his case, the judges lifted the injunction and allowed the continuation of federal funding during the pendency of this lawsuit. But the lawsuit continues in lower court, and it'll be interesting to watch as it progresses through the courts, most likely all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm Jay Kaysen.